This podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Winter is here. Welcome, lords. Welcome, ladies, to Throne Zone Episode 3. This is a spin-off show from the Max Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dazzy, along with the Phoenix and the Butcher. Gentlemen, how are we?
Morning. Morning.
Right. Morning, indeed. Morning.
Winter's coming. Apparently.
Winter's here.
Apparently. Apparently White Walkers can walk on water.
Yeah, the theory we read this morning is they don't give a shit about the wall. They don't. The wall's pointless. They're just going to walk around it.
Pointless. Pointless. Right. See, okay. This is what's going to happen in America when Donald Trump builds his wall. It's going to fail. It's going to fail. And Mexican walkers are going to walk all the way around the outskirts of America, and they're going to come in right behind. See, it's pointless. See.
See, Game of Thrones is the future because it's the wasteland. It's the remnants of Trump's America, mm-hmm. And the wall's still standing. So
6 years. 6 years wasted. 6 years of that wall wasted. 6 years of hard graft of the Night's Watch wasted for the walkers just to freeze the ocean and walk around it.
Sam's going to be happy,
isn't he?
Which website reported this again? Is it
coming soon? Coming soon. The famous coming soon. They're not as bad as our other, you know what I mean?
Movie where about a shit yeah, houses they are.
They're normally quite good coming soon. No, coming soon to be honest with you. I don't mind them because I think it's one of them cases that they are what they are. They're a movie site, but then I've noticed sometimes with the likes of Walking Dead or whether it's Game of Thrones or even Supernatural to a degree. These big American things, they like to just post gossip. And I've gone back several times and all I can say, have you had a look at it? All you can see is mist.
Yeah.
It doesn't give anything towards the fact that it's anything to do with walkers.
No.
And you can see the ocean.
Yeah, the ocean's still blue.
I don't get it. Where's this kind of speculation come from? Who is this moron that's come up with this idea? You know, I need to know. Is it a Mr. Colon? Is it a Gary Colon?
Does Dave Meltzer write for movies and stuff as well?
Do you know what? Mystic I was thinking Meltzer. That then. Mystic Meltzer. You know what I mean? Meltzer's jumped on the old... He's given up with the wrestling because he's been sussed. And now he's taken to Game of Thrones as his new hobby. You know?
Well, he's failed in the wrestling world, isn't he, as a reporter?
That's it. See? Let's just jump on Game of Thrones.
Some people still think the sun shines out of his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Dave Meltzer said that. Yeah, it's bullshit.
I mean, you wait for it. Next week, you know, he's going to have something like, well, we're going to put the... It was 160 the other week, wasn't it? Then I think he added another 50 odd to the equation. So it's going to be about 200, 210, 250. 215 well-known people within Game of Thrones are going to rise from the dead. And they're just gonna knock on Cersei's door.
Hop it.
That's it. See? That's gonna come right from Dave Meltzer, that is.
So let me sum up episode 2 before we get into it. We saw some wolf action, we saw some fire action, we saw some medical action, and we saw some tongue action.
some tongue action. Do you know what I mean? I was a bit gutted with that. Do you know what I mean? I gotta be honest. I got a bit excited. I was like, oh yes, here we go. Bloody hell, it's only took less than 1 hour. Well, 1 hour 40 minutes for a bit of either it was girl on girl, guy on girl. Whatever.
Oh yeah, they made up for the first episode. There was no sex at all in the first episode. They made up for it now. Jesus.
Nothing. It had everything, didn't it?
Phoenix, have you ever known a man be that good at going down on a woman his first time?
Me?
Fair comment.
I like it.
Apparently, this past Tuesday was Tongue Out Tuesday on Twitter. It was a top trend. It's Grey Worm's favourite day of the year. Now, I'm convinced every episode this season is going to feature Sam doing something gross. Last week he was scooping shit. This week he's carving skin off. All he wanted was a library. And he's doing all this gross shit. That was a horrible scene, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what, I never want grayscale, that's for sure.
Mrs. Lee had to look away, and she is it over yet? No, there's pus coming out now. You got a piece off, it's just pink raw skin now.
Do you know what, right? When he first started cutting, I thought, oh, you poor bastard, he ain't going to cut all that off yet.
He fucking is.
I know. Oh, bloody hell.
You'd at least knock him out first, wouldn't you? Don't bite on his belt.
Well, hey, do you know what I mean? They didn't have the beauties of medical thing, the medical equipment and
sedation
that we've got now. You know what I mean? And it was just like, right,
drink
what's
this rum?
That's a bottle of rum. Drink it all. And I need you to bite on this. You know what I mean? And even Sam had a drink. But it was just that bit.
Nothing good can ever come from someone entering your cell and saying, bite on this, don't scream.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And it couldn't have come from a nicer guy than Sam. You wouldn't think that, would you?
Oh, no.
It was just what it was. It was a cracking scene. Like, I mean, it's just that famous crap. You done this before?
No.
Sam looks into the camera just confused.
But I've read about
first
it.
First time. Apparently, you're not even allowed to do it now. Do you know what I mean? It's against all fucking rules because it's that dangerous type of thing. But I hope he gets saved, Jura. I really do.
To be honest, I don't want to see what he looks like next week.
Oh. He's a lot worse than the Hound, didn't he?
He is, yeah. He'll be coming out like Two-Face next week.
And this, what did that guy say? The guy said it'd take full effect within how many weeks, was it?
It was 6 months, I think.
It's about six months, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had 6 months to live. That,
his mind would go in like the next 24 hours or something like that, I think he said.
Wow.
He? Yeah, well, that's why he was writing like a goodbye letter to Daenerys.
Yeah.
Next thing, Sam's coming in with a bottle of rum.
I wouldn't have touched the rum.
You bloody would.
I'd have thrown up all over the set.
You'd have done a lot worse if you hadn't have drunk the rum.
Yeah, I'd have been necking that stuff, man. I'd have been going down.
So speaking of Daenerys, she kicked off the episode by ripping Varys a new asshole to match the one he's got up front. Well, we said, didn't we? Someone's given away plans and stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously she suspected him as well. I mean, she made all those war
she's
plans.
She's got reasons.
By the end of the episode, they all went to shit.
She's got reason to suspect him, though, hasn't she? That's the thing. I mean, I'm not sold that it's him because I think it's too easy to point the finger at him.
Yeah, it'd be too obvious if it wasn't.
You know, I mean, he was the one that tried there, obviously, with the king at the beginning.
Mm.
Was there? It was Varys that gave away that plot, wasn't it, to kill Daenerys?
Yeah.
you know, and she obviously knows that. So obviously she got a reason not to trust him, but I just think it's too easy. It is too easy for her not.
Well, it wouldn't be Tyrion.
No, but who else? Who else is there? This is the thing that's bugging me.
It wouldn't be Olenna because she hates Cersei because she killed her granddaughter and her grandson. And her son.
Who can it be then? Who can it be?
The Sands hate her as well. There's no one else really. It could possibly
I know there isn't anyone else, and this is the thing. It's like, unless we got like, unless it's like Snow White and we got talking birds and shit. No, I'm baffled by it because, to be honest, I will be gutted if it's Varys. I will be quite gutted, like, because he's been one of them character adaptions, isn't he, where you kind of detested him and then seen his relationship with Tyrion. Yeah, and that's the thing. I will be gutted, like. But at the same time, he's just if he has crossed, he's going to be dragon food, isn't he?
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. He'll be strapped to a post in like the freaking in just an area, and he'll just have the three dragons. Just, you know what I mean.
Dracarys.
He'll either get eaten or he'll just get burned. Or she'll just no. Or she'll just take him herself, and then he'll just get locked in a room with the mountain.
Oh shit.
Exactly. Squeal piggy.
Well, I'm assuming the mountain is going to be seen pretty soon because Cersei's getting some presents next week. Euron showed up, burned everything. He looked like a coked up, possessed madman at the end of the episode. We already knew Theon had no balls. Literally. But now. But then again, if he had, you know, tried to do something, Yara could have been killed. As it is right now, she's still alive. Probably not much longer, because she's going to Cersei now.
Yep. Yeah.
She's also got Ilaria and her daughter Tyena's presence as well. Now, this worries me now that he's taken those three to Cersei, because the title of the next episode is The Queen's Justice.
I don't think... it's a tough one because you know one of them's gonna die, two of them's gonna, not all three of them.
Tyene, I don't think we'd mind dying because we haven't really got to know her anyway. She's just one of the Sand Snakes, and they haven't really done anything.
I think Ilaria is going to drag on for a couple of episodes, but I do think she'll die. Reek's sister, I think she'll survive. And I think it'll be Reek that gets her out. I think he'll finally just find his balls. Because you've obviously seen... Well, he isn't going to find a dick, is he? It's just... he's actually just going to find his balls.
Maybe they can give him some golden ones, like Jamie had a golden hand. Golden balls for Theon.
Golden balls, that's it, yes.
Jasper Carrot turns up. It's a killer.
It was one of them, wasn't it? It was just like... I was quite gutted, to be honest with you. They've done it so early.
Well, this is the thing with a season. It's moving much faster because we've got less episodes.
Exactly, yeah, that is the thing, isn't it? It's
which is exciting in a way, because you know you're going to get some action every episode.
Is there going to be a break in it?
Well, a mid-season break.
There shouldn't be, should there?
No, it'll just run for 7 episodes, and then we'll wait for season 8.
Oh, fucking hell.
Technically, that's a break, because as I've said, this is one big season cut into two.
Yeah, yeah. Wondering how long we'll have to wait for season 8, or will it just be around about the same time as this year?
Well, you said last week they filmed half of it already, so hopefully it's just going to be another year.
Yeah, because obviously, I mean, what you're probably thinking is this will finish with the start of the battle.
Yeah,
and then obviously the battle was the main reason, wasn't it, for stalling?
Well, we got two battles, didn't we? We got the one between the north and the south, and then we've got the one with the White Walkers.
Yeah, So I mean they wanted the production value of obviously the snow and the winter of Northern Ireland, didn't they, where they actually film it.
Yeah.
So it made sense to them all to film that big block at once and have that there. I don't know, with this week's was a bit I liked it, I did like it, but I was just like
Well, Phoenix, you watched it this morning. Did all the action wake you up?
No, I watched it last night.
Oh, I thought you said this morning.
No, last night.
Well, I don't know how you slept then if you watched it last night.
Shame on you, shame.
I slept this morning.
It took you that long to get to sleep after, sitting there thinking about Fionn and Cersei and the White Walkers walking on water.
Water?
Yeah, I saw the credits roll up and I was like, why is it ending now? I want more.
They do like the cliffhangers, don't they?
It was just that famous moment, you know what I mean, when you sat there and they're having a drink and she looks at him and she goes, get me a drink, please. And he switches from Theon back to Reek in that moment. And he goes away. Bit of girl on girl coming. I was like, yes, have it. Come on. Come on. Come on. And then it's just like, all hell breaks loose. You're like, you bastards. What are you doing? why couldn't you leave that to the beginning of episode 3? You know? And lo and behold, there he was.
Reek. He did, yeah. He didn't give it a second thought. Just switch.
He did, yeah.
Thanks, Ramsay.
And it's like, I tell you, he will switch back to that. You know what I mean?
That it's basically Theon. PTSD, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It is a case of. I mean, look at the poor bastard. What the poor bastard's endured.
Exactly.
He's been tormented. You know what I mean? The guy feared. Do you know what I mean? Just the littlest of voices. He squirmed. You know.
And his sister brought a little army to save him, and he squirmed in his cage.
I say, do you know what I mean? And it's just it's gonna come out. I mean, his uncle was begging him, "Come on, come on, what's he call him, a cockless something like that?"
Yeah.
Cockless coward. And you see his sister looking at him going, go on, go on, go on, bite, bite. And he just didn't. He couldn't do it, could he? But I tell you, he will. We will see that Theon, you know what I mean? That Theon that said to Tyrion, watch your mouth, imp. You know, we will see that. We will see that, Theon. I mean, mark my words, it's when. We will see. I don't think you'll see it this year. I think he'll have a bit part this season.
Well, you know, he's floating around now somewhere. You know, we've got Gendry confirmed to return. Do you think they're going to bump into each other? Because Gendry's been rolling around since season 3.
Yeah.
His arms are going to be fucking massive when he comes back. What have you been doing, wanking? No, rowing.
Rowing?
I've been rowing for 4 seasons.
What'll happen is, I mean, he's obviously got that big. All you'll hear in the rowing boat is, Braun! And there you have, he's just evolved into Braun Strowman.
Braun Baratheon.
Braun Baratheon, yeah. And then you'll have Braun versus the Mountain.
You come back after 4 seasons, I'm not finished with you.
That's amazing. Get here, little man.
I hope a lot of people are getting these references. Because we do cross over a little bit.
And that'll be it, like. But, you know, it is. I mean, it's left on a bit of a... Like Phoenix say, it was an episode of kind of wanting more.
And we're going to leave you.
We've heard that reference now. Jon Snow has obviously stated that he's going.
Yeah.
And everyone is like basically in disgust, like, oh no, she's setting you up, you know, she's gonna kill you. And he's just like, well, we need this, you know what I mean? It's the only way we can, obviously. So now we know that what they need is there.
Yeah, we need this dragon glass.
But he's going there. I mean, I was reading something the other day, And I didn't have no idea myself. And I was like, ooh, hang on. Are we going to see a bit of incest in this fucking, in this Game of Thrones? I wouldn't rule it out, mind you.
Well, we've seen plenty of it before.
Well, that's the thing. But Daenerys is basically his auntie, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to leave you wanting more now because we're going to a break. And when we come back, we will continue talking about Jon and what's going on up north. And, of course, Arya had a little scene this week that was a bit tragic. Ooh. We'll get into that in just a little minute. See you after this.
Shame.
Shame the wolf.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast. Every Sunday, bringing you 100% news, 100% banter. We give you no less than 100% every week. Interviewing the best and up-and-coming wrestling talent there is in the world.
Hi, this is Ring of Honor superstar Adam Cole.
Hey guys, this is Justin Rosero from the Place to Be Podcast.
This is the People's Princess, Nadia Sapphire.
Hi, this is Rob Schamberger.
This is Shiloh Jones.
Hi, wrestling fans. This is the Alpha Female.
Hey guys, this is Jake Tuck, formerly known as WWE's Tyler Rex.
Hello, pro wrestling fans. This is pro wrestler The Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Sunday Segway.
The Sunday Segway.
The Sunday Segway Wrestling Podcast. Keep doing it, or else. Trust me.
Welcome back to Throne Zone. So just before we left you on a cliffhanger, as Game of Thrones do, we were talking about Jon, and he is now heading south. Now, I've got to say, Sansa pissed me off again this week. She pissed me off last week. She pissed me off again this week. Because she grew into this really strong, damaged character over the last couple of seasons. And as soon as she's back in Winterfell, she's turned into a little brat again. You know, don't, you can't do that. Shut up.
Yeah, that's what it is now, isn't it? You've gone through what you like. You've obviously had the separated family.
Yeah.
That you wanted to find each other and just, you know what I mean, be happily ever after. And she's gone from this, like you said, you know what I mean, wounded, fighting for her life. You know what I mean? You wanted her to escape Ramsay, she did. You wanted her to find Jon Snow, she did.
Yeah.
You wanted this brother-sister reunion, you got it. Happily ever after. And now she's a bitch, and now all you want is fucking hell, Ramsay, you should have killed her, you bastard.
Now you got sibling rivalry again. I loved that moment, though, when she was arguing with Jon, and she was like, well, who are you leaving in charge then? You. Ah, yeah. Shut you the fuck up, didn't it?
Right, she's... Oh, how can I put it?
Bitchy.
She knows that this big battle's coming, but she's not willing to do anything to prepare for it.
Well, no, she just wants to do everything different to the way Jon wants to do it. I think her problem is she doesn't trust anyone, which
well,
is
that
understandable,
was the thing, wasn't it? That was the thing. Is she? No, I think. Well, I think. I mean, I look at it and I think that she isn't. She isn't respected.
No,
she isn't respected. It's like that famous, you know, when they were all talking and John was there, and what was her name? You know the.
The little one.
Yeah, when
it's,
she stands
Lyanna
up, she says, "Yes, yeah." When she stands up and says, you're our king, and then Jon straight away just puts a nail in it going, I don't even want to be your bloody king. You know what I mean? You asked me to be it, and I thought, yeah, go on. I'll have some of that, you know? But she's the thing. Sansa is what... She went there begging, and basically no one knew she was. She wasn't recognised, was she? Where Jon Snow's like this... He's just like this big, powerful figure now, isn't he? He's like Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
He's the guy that went up in that battle, you know, against the White Walkers, survived, and now he's prepping everyone for this freaking war.
Hmm.
And let's be honest, everyone's like, well, if John's going up there, we're going to be left with her. We're all going to fucking die.
I think it's just the thing with Westeros is women aren't traditionally in power.
No.
The men do all the fighting, and Cersei's the first ever queen. It was going to be Daenerys, but that fucked up.
Yeah. And that's it. Like, it is. It's.
Although, he is a protective big brother. Littlefinger put his foot in it. Don't be talking about your sister.
Oh, I'll kill you.
I love your sister. Fuck off.
You touch my sister and I'll fucking kill you myself. I was screaming at the telly, kill him! Kill him! Kill him! It's like I was like uncontrollable rage shouting at the telly. And the missus is like, Dave, just calm down. It's only a TV program. It's not.
It's Game of Thrones. It's more than a TV program.
Jesus Christ. This is where Donald Trump got his idea from the freaking wall. Look at it. It's not just a TV program, it's reality. White Walkers, zombies.
Westeros is the remnants of Trump's America. The wall's still standing and everything's just gone.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah, it's who is this?
Trump's the Night King.
Snow's awesome. I think he hasn't always been my greatest character. But I'd like to think I was gonna compare. He's like William Wallace, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he is like William Wallace. He's going to walk with that great sword made, you know what I mean, made out of dragonstone.
Glass.
And he's just going to stand there. And he's just going to give him that famous war talk. It's going to be ace.
I just hope he doesn't end up the same way as William Wallace. He had a bit of a brutal ending, he did. So, that leads us... That leads us to next week, and we're finally getting Daenerys and Jon meeting.
I think it will be next week. I think it'll cling on to like a few episodes.
What, the meeting?
How many miles do you reckon it is?
Well, it's in the teaser for the next episode. He walks into the throne room. She's there, sat waiting for him.
Bloody hell. Do you know what? Not that quick.
They're moving much faster now, the episodes as well. A few days are passing in each episode. Someone said in the last episode, there's been a few... John, he said, a few days ago, I had this letter. No, you didn't. You got it at the start of the episode. What are you on about? Either that or the ravens are on coke.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because you saw him in the trailer all black and white-eyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if not coke, they're definitely on something. Maybe it's speed.
Yeah, we've got white ravens now.
My only worry is it could end up being one of the criticisms of the season, is the fact that it's that short, and there's been that much content. Kind of, do you know what I mean? The gaps haven't been filled and stuff like that. Because I mean, for me, he's leaving that journey is huge.
Oh yeah, because Dragonstone is the other side of King's Landing.
Well, that's for me. It's huge. And it's just like so much that kind of could happen between that then and then. You know, it is. It's a difficult one to put. You have to fucking just put up with it. Seven episodes, and the people are going to moan like me. Then it's just going to happen, isn't it? But oh, tricky now. We're just going to see him in Daenerys, and there's a part of you just going to be shouting at the screen. Go on, John. Go on, John, mount her. Even though she's your auntie, just mount her. It's not wrong.
The funny thing is...
They know they're related to one another.
No, they don't. That's what I was going to say. The funny thing is, neither of them know that he's half Targaryen. The only character that knows is Bran, unless he's told everyone at Castle Black.
Well, the only way she's going to know is with the dragons.
Oh, yeah, because they'll respond
to
him.
If she doesn't get it from Bran, she'll get it from the dragons.
But they also responded to Tyrion.
Wow. What if? Because he's a bastard as well, isn't he?
Isn't he? He is Tywin's son. And he...
Is he?
Yeah, and he... Well, his mum died from childbirth.
So he's legitimate.
I just don't know where he's got... If he's possibly got any Targaryen blood. Unless, of course, Tywin's not his dad, which...
That's exactly what I was thinking, because I always had this theory that he basically took Tyrion from somewhere, didn't he? That's what I always thought. That he took Tyrion from somewhere as like, you know, like a punishment, slave.
So if all Rhaegar Targaryen had to go at Tyrion's mum as well, that'd make Tyrion Jon's brother.
He was. He was a conqueror of wombs, wasn't he?
He certainly did conquer it. She was bleeding out.
He was a serial rapist. Wherever he walked, he made a child, and that's basically how they operate, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they're like the Vikings.
No, they don't seek female. They don't seek daughters.
They want sons.
They seek sons. What if Jon Snow and Tyrion are brothers?
Have we just smashed another plot?
Oh, hey. Last week, freaking Jamie was becoming Arya. This week, Jon Snow and Tyrion are brothers, and they're both going to ride on the backs of dragons.
Well, there is three dragons, and there's three dragon riders that we know is prophesied or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What three would obviously be? What if one of them's Bran?
What was it?
Bran Tyrion.
Someone the original Three-Eyed Raven said to Bran the first time you met him, "You'll never walk again, but you will fly." Either he's riding a dragon or he's walking into one.
Oh, fucking hell!
Walk into Drogon, fucking hell!
Well, as long as Drogon doesn't get slayed, because now we've seen that we've seen Cersei with that fucking like harpoon, didn't we?
Yeah. As well,
which I didn't want to see. As soon as I seen that, I was crying.
I saw her going to the Maester, and I was like, oh, I hope he's got wildfire, because I don't want to see anything else, because the dragons are going to be fireproof. It won't affect them. No, it's a freaking spear.
The thing I thought, we just said then, three dragon riders. If your lead dragon is Drogon, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that's clearly going to be Jon's. If there is three dragon riders, then Jon is going to be a dragon rider.
Oh, Drogon's
there. That's going to be Jon. Oh, see, is she going to be risked?
I don't know. I think she's the only one he trusts to ride her.
Ooh, see. See, cause me, to me, you're gonna have to kill Drogon. You know they're gonna do it.
I know.
He's like the beast, isn't he?
I mean, I don't want to be Ash, but I'd rather they kill one of the weaker ones. Well, not weaker ones, smaller ones.
Can they just rise one from the ocean? Can they not just go and get one?
Get the Green Ranger somewhere with his fiddle.
That's it. Of Godzilla just come out, do you know what I mean? The water. I don't know. It's too much mana. It's only episode two.
Yeah.
It's really too much for me to take. And to be honest, I'm probably glad that there's only seven episodes.
Because
I don't think I could manage. What was the last one? Was it 12?
It used to be 10 episodes.
I don't think my heart could take that. I think it'd break me if it went into like a mid-season break and I had to wait.
Well, we go from dragons to wolves, because after six seasons, I think it was the third or second episode of the first season that we last saw Nymeria.
Oh.
And she decided to block and delete Arya.
Do you know what? We had Shane. We had Shane, and we had Broken Matt Hardy in just it's the same thing. Like shame, delete. I've never seen so much disgust. Do you know what I mean? Growl. And she was just like, no. She's just like, Nymeria, it's me, it's Arya.
I looked.
Come
like,
with me.
And it's like, fuck up. Come on with me. Fuck off. I remember your sister.
Do you think there's something in that, though?
I think Arya realised afterwards that she's not meant to be a pet anymore. She's in the wild and she's raised her own pack. So he was just like, fair enough.
But she clearly knew she was, though.
Oh, yeah, she recognised her. But it was just like, you know, it's been six seasons now. They've grown separately in different ways. I mean, they both learned to take care of themselves, that's for sure.
There's six of them, wasn't there?
I think, yeah, there was six or seven walls. And
six,
then,
yeah. Ghost,
and then
Ghost died, didn't he?
Oh, all the dire walls, yeah. There was one for each of them. Ghost is still alive.
Ghost. Recon had one, didn't he?
Recon had Shaggy Dog. He got beheaded.
I see, yeah. Brandon Stark had one.
Bran, yeah. The Whites killed Bran's. Summer, Arya's, I think her name was.
Sansa had Lady.
Yeah, Lannister's killed her.
And Robb had Grey Wind.
Yeah, and he died in the Red Wedding. So there's only Nymeria and Ghost left.
How's Ghost gonna? Ghost's dead though, isn't he? That's the thing.
No, Ghost
isn't
is at Castle Black.
No, oh, but I thought Ghost. Oh, in real life, he passed, didn't he?
Oh, the dog that played him, the wolf.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away.
No, the character's still alive. I think John left him at Castle Black, either that or he's taken him to Winterfell and we haven't seen him yet. But he didn't take Ghost to the Battle of the Bastards and all that.
Is Arya had an officer at Winterfell now, or is she still officer King's Landing? Because I was completely confused about it. I was like, where the hell is she going then?
For the first couple of episodes, she's like, I'm going to King's Landing, I'm going to kill the Queen. She runs into Hot Pie. Yeah. Oh, your brother's back home. Fuck off, I'm going home. Just like that, she's gone. Going back home.
No, panic over. No, I've actually looked it up then.
Oh, it's not dead.
No, it was a hoax. It was a hoax. Yeah, bastards. I just actually looked it up then. I don't like shit like that.
I hate it.
No, but yes, there's only two left then.
Yeah. Do you know the guy that plays Hot Pie? He's actually a baker. He opened his own bakery and he makes direwolf bread.
Awesome. That's wicked. I mean, I'd like to think that it's not actually done yet with Nymeria and Arya.
I don't know if it was just to show her and show that there's not going to be a reunion, or if it was a teaser that we're going to see her again.
I think we will see her again. I think, and then it'll be the. I think it'll be a case of Nymeria watching her from a distance.
Yeah.
And I think there'll be a scene in the next couple of episodes where Arya gets in trouble and the wolves just literally rip fucking everything to pieces, and then she sends her on her way.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You're ready now. You don't need me.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Is that exactly? Yeah, that's the way I looked at it. I just thought, you know what I mean? She's not going to fucking turn her back on her straight away. She's going to watch her from a distance. And that was what her job was, to watch her until she was ready.
Mm.
Yeah, see? That was another one. Yeah, see? What are we fucking doing here? Yeah, that's what I thought.
We're looking into the flames and we're seeing the whole plot unfold.
That's what makes Game of Thrones so enjoyable, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you do get bombarded with these fan theories, mainly from The Hook. Shout out! Oh, you miss this, or is this theory true? I don't know, probably not, but you're gonna get them for the next 6 weeks.
I guess tribute though to the fact that, I mean, the books are finished and they had to create their own material, and just how good of a job have they done?
This annoys me when people go, oh, this didn't happen in the book. No, it didn't.
I just think they've done such a good job in terms of writing.
It's like, how many times did they change the Harry Potter series from films to the books?
Yeah.
Faithful to that, but books never get fully adapted. There's always some sort of deviation.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. If they'd have fully adapted the books, I mean, my missus is the same with that when it comes to Harry Potter. If they'd have fully adapted the books, then was it six films?
Eight.
Right. So if it was going to be fully adapted on film, you'd have probably been looking the best part of 12, 14 films.
Yeah.
Easily.
Three
and
of them.
Every one would be a two-parter. Do you know what I mean? There's no ifs or buts.
Three of them would have just been the fifth one, because that book was massive. It was like a brick.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You can't. They wouldn't have just been 4-hour films. You'd have been doing two parters for every single film. Every book.
The last book was as big as the fifth one, was it?
No, the fifth one was the biggest one. It was like a brick.
Yeah.
And not much happened in the fifth one, to be honest.
Potentially, you would be looking for the fifth one. That's what I mean. The book was that big. You would be looking at around a 6-hour film. But it's the same with Game of Thrones.
Much, from the fifth one, there wasn't really much of a plot, really, was there?
No, that's why I don't remember why it was so big.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect example is probably to look at Walking Dead. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen Walking Dead. Is built off a comic book series, isn't it? And then when you look at Walking Dead comics, they're not specifically big. They're not big. I mean, they're just there's nothing in them, but the material added to them in terms of series is unreal. And like I said, you get people come out and they go, "Oh, that didn't happen. No, it didn't happen. But not everything can happen.
If they stuck.
If everything happened, what would be the point in watching a film when you've read the book?
Exactly, there'd be no surprises.
No.
And the thing is, not everyone's read the book, so not everyone's going to care how much they change.
Exactly. I think they've done a freaking fantastic job at Game of Thrones in terms of writing.
Oh, they have. I mean, they've got George Martin a part of it anyway, as a consultant or whatever. So they're not really making up their own shit. They're sort of consulting him on where he wants to go, or, you know.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not fussed on the idea, if I'm honest, of another series, a spin-off. Yeah, another series after these. No, because I'd like to think there'd be the chapter to be closed.
Oh yeah, I don't think they'll carry on. There will be spin-offs. But
let's just see what they do. I mean, it's got grounds in it.
Well, next week we've got Jon and Daenerys meeting. We've got the Unsullied apparently invading Casterly Rock. Nice big battle. And Euron arriving with some sort of gift for Cersei, which we now know is free women. Nice.
Game on.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to like and follow us. You can find my bannermen on social media. They are the Phoenix at
the Phoenix 626.
And you can find the Butcher at...
You can have at me at 69 Butcher and holding a door!
And you can find me at Dazzy Brand and at Dazzy MWP. You can, of course, send us a raven at FroneZoneUK and at maxwrestling.wix.com/FroneZone. We now are, of course, available on Podomatic and iTunes as well on separate accounts from FroneZone and Max Wrestling, so you can check them out. You can also check us out on Facebook. .com/MaxWrestlingUK tomorrow for a brand new episode of that, and it's also on YouTube, Podomatic, iTunes, and of course the Swerve Talk Network. We'll be back next week to look back on the third episode of season 7, which is The Queen's Justice. Until then, remember, the internet is dark and full of spoilers. Valar Morghulis.
I was born to rule the Seven Kingdoms, and I will. The war's already begun. I've drawn first blood.
Cersei will be ready. They know we're coming.